Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Tom Davis, that's an interesting one. He looks maybe like he's having a little bit of a tough time in the blue shirt at the moment.
Yeah, he needs to maintain the form that he showed last year, or he needs to bring it back, I should say. It's not been there the last couple of games. It was disappointing on Sunday. And it just proves that you can't... I'm not suggesting he's resting on his laurels, but the phrase of the saying goes, you can't rest on your laurels. And certainly no one wants to sit on the side and say, well, you did well last year. You know, keep playing him, because we haven't got time for that. You know, that's the way football works. You need to be in form, you know, at least 80, 90% of the games.
Would you
that
keep playing him? Is there a better option?
Well, I personally at the moment think he may be looking like he needs a bit of a break, either, you know, fatiguing mentally or physically. He didn't look strong enough in the derby physically. And that can be a mental thing as well. You know, early on, there was a couple of occasions where you would have liked to have seen him make a physical challenge when it was there to do so, and twice that he failed to do so, which was unfortunate. And obviously, at half-time, that was the result of not making those tackles, in my opinion. I would think they would be two areas and incidents that will be highlighted and say, that is an opportunity as a professional footballer to stamp your mark on a game. And let, especially in a derby, let the opposition know that you're up for it, and he failed to do that.
What about Everton's wider goals? John was saying here, a belated surge for seventh is well and truly on.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a funny looking league, isn't it?
It is, and we've been fortunate that it was quite bunched at the time when we had our blip. And he mentioned Leicester, I think, further on in the tweet, and that is probably the targets at this moment, that, you know, because Leicester are still a good side, they've got a lot of firepower. I mean, going on about Sunday...
John was basically saying they'll have to knock Burnley out of the way first.
Well, of course.
That's what I couldn't understand.
But if realistically, you're also looking at Leicester and the firepower they've got, and without dwelling on Sunday, you knew going into it that you could, if you like, sit deep or absorb pressure and minimise the risk of being opened up. We knew that was going to be a tactic. That has to be the tactic. Unfortunately, going there Sunday, you're also thinking we're lacking a real punch, a real ability to twist a game and give someone a spike and a threat and drive them backwards. And Leicester have got that in abundance through Vardy. You know, Mahrez is able to maintain
team,
possession. Really good team. And that'll be a tough challenge for Everton.
I'm fascinated by this idea of managers falling out with each other, looking ahead to tonight's game. But then all of a sudden, Sam saying, well, I used to like that in the past, but actually I'm a bit more mature
He's
now.
He's a bit
and
more
actually,
mellow, isn't he?
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. So, but of course, Rafa's had quite a few fallouts with different managers. Since, you know, quite famously with Neil Warnock, there was a huge spat, wasn't there?
Was there?
Warnock came to Anfield.
Right.
And I think Rafa and Alex Ferguson, well, Rafa and Arsene Wenger.
Yes, and certainly, and I think where British people come from is we can pick up quite focused in terms of people being arrogant or perceiving people to be arrogant. And certainly foreign managers can exude that trait, at least to us Brits. And I think that's what happened, at least at one point. Didn't Benitez sort of make a signal as if when Liverpool scored a second or third goal against Blackburn, he made that kind of as if it's all over. And that's what I think the majority of people construed that to be.
Maybe it was misjudged.
Well, I think that was the response, as if we were politely trying to divert it, but it certainly looked that way to me, and I think that's what Sam took umbrage to. But I know he'd upset Wenger as well, Allardyce, simply because his team were physical and Arsenal couldn't beat them. That was a tough thing.
Well, I was going to say, Sam's had a load of fallouts with other managers, including John Aldridge.
That's right.
Those two famously at each other's throats. I seem to remember, of course, when Aldo was the Tranmere manager.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't let the Bolton team got changed outside
changed.
Tranmere.
You've got to remember as well, as these guys are in an environment which is highly competitive, highly aggressive at times, and you're dealing with a lot of egos, a lot of passion and a lot of determination. That it's more than inevitable. In fact, it's probably, from our point of view, it's very entertaining as well, you have to say it. And you have an opinion one way or the other, and it would be good if we saw more of it.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.